kaboom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. We are back at it yet again. Happy Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. No days off. No days off. We give you marginal audio content 8 days a week. And we thank you for finding the podcast, which is a standalone podcast, but is a spinoff of the Ben Maller Overnight Radio Show, but only available in the podcast format, so we can curse, scream, shout, doesn't matter. It's only on the podcast. There's no FCC guidelines that we have to follow. And joining us now, sashaying his way in, the man from west of the 405, the villain, David Geske.
I did some crime scene investigative work from yesterday. Your inquiry from yesterday. Kiribati. Kiribati is known as the latest time zone on Earth.
Where is that located?
It is, it's considered, well, I don't know. I guess it stretches as far as.
Is it an island?
Yeah.
It's got to be an island.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
How many hours behind is it of the first time zone?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't look that up either.
You didn't look that up. So you have a partial answer.
No, it's the latest. You asked yesterday what the latest time zone is.
Well, the last, yes, because you have, like, Australia brings up the beginning of the time, and then the end has to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, we're 19 hours on the west coast of the United States, we're 19 hours behind New Zealand.
Yeah.
So they said there would be no math. And there should not be math.
The time zone that is farthest behind is the Baker Island time.
Baker Island.
Yeah. But they say Kiribati is the latest time zone, which is they listed as plus 1400 on the Universal Time Zone clock.
Let me look here. Hold on a sec. You said Baker Island is the last time?
Yeah. Baker as it sounds. Yeah. A baker's
dozen. It's not even on my...
on your big board?
No, I have a thing I can check different locations, locales. What's another one? Give me another town that's on that list here. I'll look it up.
Kiribati. K-I-R-I-B-A-T-I.
Kiribati. Okay, hold on a sec. Oh, yeah, 21 hours.
That's good.
I believe is the... That's the difference. So they're 2 hours past New Zealand.
Yeah. How about this for a trivia question for you? What is the national abbreviation for Germany? You know, the United States is USA.
G-E-R?
No.
Okay.
It is D-E. Deutschland. D-E. Deutschland.
Deutschland.
Yeah.
Are you moving to Germany?
No.
You will not be moving to Germany.
No, but I might be moving closer to you. I got a great story.
Oh, really? Well, you don't know where I live. You have no idea. Right now, I live in a temporary house.
You and Jonas Knox are up in Malibu, up west of the 405. You guys,
that is a lie.
Perfect part of town.
That is incorrect. I'm living at a halfway house right now, much like my listeners wish they were living at a halfway house.
Oh, boy.
Half pint. Big story this week on the show. Half Pint ends up in jail, facing 2.5 to 5 years in jail for meth.
What?
According to beer drinking Brian. That was his report
meth?
The other day. Yeah, doing a little meth on the overnight.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, listen, people get down that rabbit hole, man. You go down, you start with the meth. You can't stop with the meth, man. You get addicted to it. That's what drug addiction's all about, my man. That's why you don't start. Don't start. You can't stop.
No wonder you get so skinny.
She's the very small half. That's why I call her Half Pint. She's not a full pint. She's a half pint. And then beer drinking Brian, who's as lean and mean as possible. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you move. Where are you moving to? Where are you leaving to?
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
Yeah.
You tease, but you're not going to pay off the tease.
I invited you out to a venue or two last weekend. And you were unavailable. You had other obligations.
I was available earlier in the day, but you were not.
Available. I was asking.
I'm available, by the way, if you want this weekend during the day.
I work during the day. You forgot that. I'm stuck here.
You call that work?
No, I don't call that work. I only call it a work to go to work. I went with a colleague of mine, friend of mine, childhood friend. His wife was gone for the weekend, so he wanted to go out. This guy is you times 10 in terms of introverts. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't go out. And I invited him to Javier's.
You love Javier's.
It is a great spot. It is in Crystal Cove. It's the south point of Newport Beach off of Pacific Coast Highway. And Ben, I get into the parking lot. I see a Tesla, a Maserati, a Range Rover. Like, obviously, this is way above my weight class. Uh-huh. So, obviously, not valeting my car. I had to park a little bit, ways down a little bit. But this restaurant, it's a Mexican spot. Really good food, a little overpriced, but great.
That's why I don't like overpriced. You lost me at overpriced. The food's good. I've eaten there. The food's good.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Tito's Tacos place where the food is also overpriced.
Yeah.
But better.
But you're going for the real estate and you're going for the scenery. So that's what we went for. We went for the ambiance, if you will. We went to watch the Clipper game, Clippers and Suns, and then obviously we went for the ambiance. And it was a full deck, as I would just say. It was packed wall to wall with A-plus talent. And my buddy wanted to go to Mastro's. Mastro's is like in the same parking plaza. And I said, okay, after we're done with dinner, let's go down there. So we decided to go to Mastro's. I was underdressed. He was overdressed, which was perfect. So we walked in, had a couple drinks. And as we were at the bar area for drinks, a group of girls congregated to us because they were at Javier's. And they saw us at Javier's earlier. They didn't come by. So we started bullshitting, talking. And I got introduced by one of the women. She said, hey, my friend thinks you're good looking. She's single, blah, blah, blah. So she introduces me to her. And as we start talking, I just thought, like, man, this girl, she wants to talk, but she really doesn't have much in terms of the conversation skills. Well, she bolts to go to the restroom. And her friend, the one that introduced us, came back to me. And she whispers in my ear, like, hey, just be careful. Like, she's getting over a relationship. Her husband or her boyfriend or whatever is in the joint.
Oh, boy.
Like, what? She's like, yeah, he's been in prison for 4 years. She's having a hard time about it. Da, da, da. I was like, wow. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't know if I'm going to be going that way. She's like, oh, perfect. That's great. That's great. Don't worry about it. Pulls out her phone. She said, let me take a picture of you. I'm going to send this to my friend.
Oh, she's the matchmaker.
That's exactly what I said.
Running her own dating website.
I said, what do you do? And she said she works for Microsoft. She wants to set me up with this 50-year-old. And
look at you. That's a younger lady for you.
Yeah, definitely younger. Yeah, much younger by a decade. And I just thought to myself, wow. And it turns out this woman works for a major player in the hospitality industry.
Okay.
And
so is this going to blossom into something here, Gascon? Are you going to go what a lot of women do where they date
serial dating?
Well, men with money, and then they try to cash in on that.
Sugar daddies.
Yeah, like a sugar daddy. Are you going to have a sugar mama?
Sugar mama? I don't think so. I'm not one to serial date. But it's a healthy reminder because we haven't been out in a long time because of COVID that Newport Beach, Crystal Cove, Javier's, Mastro's, it's undefeated.
You like that area. You know who used to hang out there all the time? Kobe
Tom
Bryant.
Money. Yeah. You
know, Kobe, that was Kobe's spot as he lived down in Newport, and that's where he would hang out.
Yeah. When you and Steve were talking yesterday about the Angels and working out there in Anaheim, you mentioned one sports bar, Nationals. I thought you guys were talking about another sports bar called the Catch.
No, I've been to the Catch, but
Catch is like a cougar den as well.
Nah, we used to hang out at the National Sports Grill, which hasn't been there in years.
Yeah.
And that was our spot. And we get the sampler. They had pool tables, a lot of TVs. It was a cool place to mingle. And not that I'm very social, but even I, as an introvert, not the party animal, would go out there and have a good time.
When I had my fake ID at 16, I would go there. That was the only place I'd go to. The one in Torrance and the one in Anaheim. Worked every time.
Yeah, it was a cool place. I don't know what happened. Went on, obviously went out of business a long time ago. I guess it's a hard business to keep around, right?
Yeah.
Profit margin is not great. So so are you going to follow up on that, Gascon, by the way? Are you going to?
I think I should, right? I just, I got to
worth a call. You never know.
Ride these waves out, see what kind of lottery tickets I can land.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I have the pros and the cons here. So as we talked about in a previous episode, and I just mentioned it, I'm living in a halfway house. The Maller Mansion that I'll be moving to, I sold my house, and then the Maller Mansion that I'm moving to is being renovated. And it's hopefully going to be done sometime in August, like mid-August.
Wait, August?
So, yeah, mid-August.
What?
So I'm living in a lot. There's a lot of work to do. So I'm living in a temporary house, and I've had to make some adjustments. And like anything in life, you have the positives and the negatives.
Yes. Right?
I learned that when I was a kid. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and you have the facts of life. The facts of life. That's an old TV show.
Yeah.
So the positives here. The house, I've got my studio set up. I think it sounds better than the old studio. The line's solid, which is great. Got a lot of space. We have enough space here. Not as big as the old place, but enough space. It's got a very powerful air conditioner, which is important in the summertime. July gets hot.
Air conditioner and water pressure.
Water pressure is not particularly good because we have not adjusted the filter on the shower head.
Okay.
Because we're only temporarily here, but I promise you at the next house, we will doctor the showerhead. There's a garage for the Malamobile. Now, the negatives, it's got this HOA. There's an older crowd that lives here. There's an HOA, which is a problem.
Yeah.
The biggest red check mark, though, to the halfway house, I've lived here for a few weeks now, is the lack of a doggy door. And Bella has taken full advantage. My Shih Tzu Bella has taken full advantage to turn the entryway into a shit house. And she's pretty good about pawing at one of us here for the number one to go out and, go to the bathroom number one. But when it comes time to jump on the poop train, she's cannot be bothered.
Oh, and the missus have flip-flop schedules now.
Yes, yes. She's working during the day, and I'm working at night.
Oh.
And so during the day, Bella likes to go out. But I am happy to report the Maller Mansion, when it is done, will have the new Maller Mansion, will have a doggy door. So Bella will be, if she still continues to crap all over the place, she will be punished if she continues her third world steaming piles of dump in the new place. So there's that to report.
She's kind of set. She's ready to be in San Francisco.
or L.A. for that matter. Let's be honest. Yeah, the same stuff's happening in L.A. Let's not pretend like it's not. That's your governor right there, Gavin Newsom. That's
hey, recall date has been set in September.
Yeah.
The recall date for Gavin Newsom has been set.
Are you going to vote for Caitlyn Jenner to replace
Gavin? I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I mean, we got shit going down all over the place.
We got it going on, man. Yeah. How about this? Sample this. Now, I mentioned this briefly in the show. So I snuck away. I was running some errands this week.
Dirty dog.
I was meandering around Costco. I had to buy some water. We don't have filtered water here, so I had to buy some water.
Do you buy the jug with the water filter in it, or do you just buy filtered water by the bottle?
No, I buy Kirkland brand purified water.
Oh, okay.
I'm drinking some right now.
They're not a sponsor. Wonderful.
No, they're not, but it's good. So I'm walking around, and I'm like, whatever. And I walk into the store per normal, and I was greeted by like this ray of light, like an old friend. And it was a bunch of old women in hairnets who were hawking samples. The samples are back. That's right. The samples are back. And they have returned to Costco, and it's wonderful.
What was your first sample?
Well, the first one was a little baggie of potato chips. It was a little bag. Then they've changed the samples a little bit. A lot of them, if they're not like really hot, fresh out of the bakery, not the bakery, the oven.
Yeah.
The mini oven they have. They'll put them in a bag. And I went through, I ate half a pancake. They had a half a pancake.
Oh, all right. That's solid.
But it was like riding a bike. It was like muscle memory kicked in.
Jesus.
And I was so excited. I actually posted a photo on Instagram and on Facebook that my old friend had returned. And I was a little concerned. I was nervous. It's like you hadn't played in a while. It was the off season. 2020 was the off season. with the COVID, no samples, and you get back in the batter's box, and bam, you know, moonshot, upper deck, get out the rye bread and the mustard, it's grand salami time. You know,
I'm a little worried for you now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Why is that?
Because during the year of COVID, we've had the COVID-13 where there's so many people gaining an abnormal amount of weight.
Yes.
But you've gone in the reverse. Like, you've lost a shit ton of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And now a sample's coming back, you're going to get fat again.
No, I'm not going to get fat again because I'm only going to eat in the window I'm allowed to eat. So that's it. Like, on Saturday, I have a little more leeway, so I'll go in there and I will plan my day around the samples. And the cool thing about the samples when I went is people were still a little gun-shy. A lot of people still wearing masks.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know if I should eat the samples. Maybe I shouldn't eat the samples, which just meant more for me. Just meant more for me. So I was happy about that. That's very
You're not worried about the Delta variant while you're at Costco?
Oh, God, no, please. I know you're very concerned. You've washed your hands a lot there, Gascon. You're very concerned about all that.
Yeah, I wash my hands for different reasons. No, I mean, I'm in the gym as much as possible. I load up on vitamins. I get plenty of sun. I know a lot of people that we work with, they're just apprehensive about being around anybody.
They look at you like you got cooties.
Yeah. I mean,
you got the cooties.
Yeah. I mean, you got people in here that need hazmat suits on the way they act. But I'm not like that. I am not like that.
At least they took the signs down, though, at Fox Sports Radio.
That doesn't mean anything, though. We've had acknowledgments and we've had internal memos that say, despite that, we are required to wear masks.
Is that right?
Yeah. If an individual is not vaccinated, he or she has to wear a mask. Did not stipulate if that person has natural immunity, just if they have not been vaccinated.
So how do they enforce that, though?
I don't know. But the fascinating thing is that just because, well, what's the point of being vaccinated then if other people need to have a mask on that aren't vaccinated? Because the idea is you're going to have protection.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's good. I don't think the mask thing's not going to come back. People have moved on. Some people have moved on. There's still a lot of people that are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, the rest of our lives, there's always going to be some people that are going to wear masks. It's going to be, it's like when I was a kid, my parents, their parents were part of the Great Depression, and so they hoarded food. My mom hoarded toilet paper before it was cool to hoard toilet paper and all kinds of food prepared for a nuclear winter. And I'm sure for us, our people around our age, the rest of our lives, there will be people that will always wear masks, who would have never worn masks before because they're convinced that that is the way to stay healthy.
What do you remember, though, when we, back in the day, like before last year,
so 2019.
We would go to work sick. Cold, hay fever, flu, stomach bug, blood coming out of your eyes, blood coming out of your ass, whatever it was.
Well, that's you.
You're coming to work. Like, you come to work when you're sick.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, your bosses would kind of say, are you sure you can't come in? Kind of giving you like that little nudge.
Uh-huh.
And now, God forbid.
Well, the model, and I follow is I take a couple aspirin, rub some dirt on it, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Get back out there and play and feel like you're letting your teammates down. Has it really changed, though, or is it still cool? Because I know when I don't take a lot of time off, but when I do take time, I mean, they're pretty cool because I don't take a lot of time off, but some people, they're not around much at all. Yeah. A lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, we've had an added holiday, obviously. Yeah. People look for ways to spring loose of the nest.
Well, I'm all for more holidays because it's more comp days. So I'll work anyway. I don't really care. They just keep adding holidays and it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I need the holidays.
They have in New Zealand and in Europe. You're European now. You're German.
Yeah.
They have many more holidays there and in the different countries.
I'm going to try to get out there for the championship game. You should come. We should.
Well, I'll make a deal. If you get them to pay, I will go. How about that?
What if I can get, I'm a pilot, to hook us up?
Always sliding in. You're like Lasorda at the suit store.
That's different, though. I'm a pilot's going to be with. Lasorda's an asshole, or wasn't.
Well, you don't know that, number one. You've never met I'm a pilot.
But we talk. We correspond.
You don't know my...
We bond on social media.
He didn't send an email this week, by the way.
Well, he's busy. He's like touring the world. He doesn't want to like talk to us all the time.
Yeah.
He's got better things to do. But let's do this. We can go.
It's one thing to send a hat gas gun. It's a different thing to fly a plane. You know how much the fuel costs and all that? Come on.
Yeah, but international flights typically aren't full. I would guess they're probably half full, especially nowadays. So we could do this. We can do Berlin. We could do Hamburg, wherever these championship games
are. You know what you need? We need the Willie Mays package is what we need. Right? Willie Mays got that deal with American Airlines, right?
Oh, that's right.
500,000, fly anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Unlimited flights. And great. How great is that?
Now, here's a question for you.
Let's go to Paris and have lunch. We'll fly back.
Now, because the cost of... Well, I don't know, because you don't travel a lot. But if you had the ability to have that kind of a hookup or any kind of Bobby Bonilla contract that was given to you until 2035, what would you rather have?
So would I rather have the money, just not have to earn it, just get it every year, or the ability to travel and not have to pay for it?
Right.
Well, I'd rather have the money, because then you could travel with the money if you want to. You can spend the money and travel. So that would be the best of both worlds.
Okay.
There's a guy, Lance the Bus Driver, that was one of our callers back in a different era of the show.
Pre-meth days, right?
Lance the Bus. In San Francisco. And he's been on disability for like several years. But he travels all over the globe because he's got a hookup at the hotel. And I think his wife works at the airline.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's got like family rates, friends fly free, friends and family, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he has a hotel hookup.
That's great.
Yeah. So he's a bus driver. When you make decent money as a bus driver in San Francisco, it's a union gig, but he just travels around. He was like, he used to send me photos. Oh, look, I'm in Istanbul or wherever.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. Now, what happens when San Francisco goes all electric? Is he going to be out of a job?
Well, no, they still need buses. They'll just put the buses electric.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. They need public transportation.
Yeah, I know. In fact, if they make it public transportation,
the Looney Tunes want more public transportation.
Yeah, but they might make it where it's artificial intelligence driving these vehicles.
I don't think we're not at that point. I would be very surprised if I know that Tesla's got the self-driving thing and all that, but the liability for a city to do that, because you know something's inevitably going to go wrong.
That's true.
And someone's going to get killed, and then who do you sue? You can't sue the bus driver. You sue the... I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah.
We'll have to sort that out. All right, I have a few Get Scientifical, and then we got to get out of here because we have the Sunday podcast, which we will do here.
We can't punt on that?
The Sunday podcast?
Yeah.
Why would you want to punt on the Sunday podcast?
You don't have a lot of good engagement.
It's Sunday fun day.
People that talk.
Come on.
It's kind of boring to me.
People want to mingle, and I mean, you're Mr. Sociable over there. You're the people person. You should want to interact with the unwashed.
Listen, I don't know. Unless it's someone driving up from San Diego to come visit me in Pasadena, I don't know.
So you're saying you don't get the Trevor Bauer treatment there on your Instagram?
People are sliding in and wanting to stoop you randomly? What's the furthest you've ever driven for a booty call?
I think Santa Barbara, I think, was...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
At least that's a great destination, too.
Yeah, if it doesn't go well, you can do that.
Yeah.
But my guys will drive anywhere, but usually the trope of women is they won't, right? Because, women don't have to. Why would you drive? Unless the guy's loaded, and then you'll be like, all right, I'll go wherever.
There you go.
Money talks and fools walk.
Yeah. I drove from San Diego to L.A. once for a booty call, and I drove L.A. to Vegas once for a booty call. And left same night, too.
You made the walk of shame.
No, it wasn't a walk of shame if you're proud of what you did, but she was being an absolute, wait for it, cunt.
Wow. I mean, my God, you just said the C word. You can't say that, Gascon.
Wait, we got a lot of acknowledgement last week from that being our number one swear word on the platform. So
all right, a few Get Scientifical. All right. Superhero vaccine. Coming soon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is out of a study from Stanford. A groundbreaking superhero vaccine inspired by the DNA code of Olympic athletes could, that's a weasel word, could help transform society over the next decade. So that means by 2031. This according to a genetic scientist who claims the vaccine would provide lifelong protection against three of the top 10 leading causes of death. According to Stanford, the so-called superhero vaccine would offer protection, long-term protection against heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and liver disease.
Wow.
So, okay, so Gaston, I know you're reluctant with the vaccine. If someone offered you this,
yes,
would you take that?
Yes.
You would. But yeah. Would you be one of the first people to take it?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
So on that one, you'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd be good on that. You and I both know a lot of people professionally and personally that have been impacted by dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's huge. Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, you look at the number one death for Americans is heart disease, especially in men, because it coincides with stress. So just our lifestyles alone with the stress that we have from, you know, working not regular 9-to-5s and working the majority of the time. Yeah, those two things as Americans, yeah, they get after you. So I would definitely take that. Stanford does some great stuff.
The superhero vaccine.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Now, would you be more prone to do that or to go Neuralink with Elon Musk and having a chip in your brain that would prevent or limit any
The Neuralink thing with Musk is something where if you're... Yeah, I wouldn't really be interested in that, but if I was paralyzed and that could get me to walk again or something, yeah, of course I would do that. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I thought the genesis of that came around the way that your brain functions would deteriorate due to Alzheimer's, dementia, other forms of dementia. I don't know if it mentioned paralyzation.
Hasn't some of that stuff already happened, like in, you know, China and other countries where they've already experimented with that stuff, where they don't have the restrictions that we have in
with their military?
States and just tossing it out there. Hey, fog warning in the let's get scientific. And so, parents, if you've got young kids, we've got a lot of listeners of this podcast that listen while they're taking care of their kids. Study finds parents are walking around in a daze even when they're wide awake. The average American parent loses nearly, wait for it, 4,000 hours to what they call brain fog when raising children. It's according to a new survey. Parents over 30 reveal that this breaks down to about 219 hours for every year of parenting. The average respondent gets so distracted that they lose focus on up to three tasks a day, resulting in a loss of 36 minutes daily. 6 to 10 blame the blur of not getting enough sleep and having low energy as the reason they don't always properly hydrate, they miss meals, and even forget birthdays.
Well, missing meals isn't one of them, but eating bad certainly is, because you get fog from eating bad food. When it's high in fat, when it's high in sugar, when it's high in carbohydrates, yeah, that will cause the fog. But, yeah, I mean, same thing with sleep, lack thereof. That's a no-no. Yeah. I mean, I know you don't get much sleep, but...
I don't get a lot of sleep, and I don't eat very much.
Turn off your phone!
There's someone calling me right now.
Oh, my God, it's rude.
It's a scam. It says scam likely.
How many scam phone calls do you get a day? Would you say, just ballpark?
Well, I've gotten tons more since we had to fill out all these DocuSigns and my number to sell the house, and these trolling assholes go out and oh my God.
I'd say I get 7 a day. I'm thinking 7 a day.
No, it's nonstop, man.
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
Political stuff, like the fake FBI stuff, the fake bank stuff.
Yeah.
Car servicing stuff. It's a racket, man.
All right. Last one on scientific. We're going to get out of here. Fake it. 3 in 5 Americans are faking it through life. This rings a bell with Gascon. New survey reveals that 62% have confessed to faking it till they make it.
Wow.
Through things that they don't know. The study of Americans who drive also discovered which topics respondents most commonly feel out of their depth when discussing. 39% admit they're at a loss when it comes to the latest technology, and over a third, 37%, are making it up as they go while parenting. One in four, 24%, confess to not really understanding how politics work. I bet it's higher than that. And 37% have problems a little closer to home, saying that they're clueless in the kitchen.
Okay, so I don't have a problem with the kitchen. Don't obviously have a
family. I've seen some of the stuff that you make.
It's really good. It's orgasmic.
Pretty shitty.
It's good.
Garbage in, garbage out.
My problem is the finance portion. That's what I'm trying to educate myself on. Like the stock markets, you know, buying and trading, like options, stocks themselves, and then just reading patterns. That's the biggest thing I'm trying to educate myself on. So I'm learning as I go. But you don't want to learn on the sideline in something like that, because you learn from the mistakes, but you can learn big time. You know, if you hit gold on something that you invest in, you're going to learn that way, whether it's a bad loss or a great gain. So I'd rather do that than just looking on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
All right. Well, as far as like the general question of faking it till you make it.
Yeah, your cooking sucks.
My cooking's amazing.
It's not that good.
I didn't know how to cook anything until I got married, and now I am a master chef. I give the chef's kiss when I make my pizza every week. It is unbelievable.
You're a better dishwasher than a cook. How about that?
I do everything in the kitchen.
Oh,
I make
boy.
The pizza, the cheesesteak. I've been able to cook much the last, this year, because everything had to be clean. We couldn't mess the house up. We were trying to sell it, and in this house, the kitchen's pretty small, so... Can't really cook here, but once I get back in the new Maller Mansion,
uh-huh.
Man, unbelievable. Unreal. All right, anyway, have a great rest of your Saturday. We'll be back with the Sunday Mailbag Podcast, and we'll catch you then.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific